70. Conversation. Howard, May 2211, HIP 14101. Bridget's voice sounded tired. She was looking better, though, at least over the phone. Her color was coming back. She was starting to take care of herself again. I ached to say something, to take her hand, to... Okay, I needed to cut off that train of thought. I silently chanted ephemeral a half dozen times. It didn't help.
But it wouldn't be me, would it, really?
Bridget's image in the video window smiled. Her sad smile was a pale ghost of the high wattage grin that I remembered from better days. I swallowed and, after a false start or two, replied, That's a philosophical argument that I freely admit I'm not able to be objective about. I'm not original Bob. I'm not even Bob One, or Will, or Charles, but I'm me, and I feel just as alive as original Bob did. I stood up and began to pace around my apartment. The image that Bridget's phone displayed to her would, of course, stay centered on me. It would be you in very real ways, Bridget. I don't know from souls, but in every other way you would live on.
I mentioned the idea casually,
Bridget said after a moment of silence.
The girls looked horrified. Even Howie looked unsure. And you know he's all about you and the other Bobs.
I smiled in response. Bridget's son was certainly my biggest fan. I hesitated before continuing. Look, Bridget, it's not like any decision is irrevocable, except the one that's in force, if and when. I checked with Benning. All you need to do is have her record a video call where you state your wishes. It counts as a codicil. You can record a new one any time.
I know, Howard. And for the moment, at least, I'll have to pass.
I sighed, defeated.
Okay, Bridget. But I'm still going to build the equipment.
At least we don't have to behead and freeze you nowadays. The stasis pods will do a much better job of preservation. And the scanners are pretty straightforward. Plus, it's not necessarily just you. We could... I stopped abruptly as a thought hit me. I cued it for consideration after the call. Bridget looked at me with an arched eyebrow, but I didn't explain, so she dropped it.
I hope you won't be upset at me for this, Howard. I still want you to visit now.
Of course not. It's your decision, Bridget, and I'll respect that. And yes, I'll visit when I can. I gave her an apologetic shrug. Manny is getting a makeover right now. Bob One is insanely OCD when he's motivated, no surprise to anyone, and he's been improving the android tech at a furious pace. I chuckled. Bill admitted to me that he's a bit embarrassed. He worked on the project for decades, and Bob's leaving him in the dust in a time span of months.
So, Manny will be a little more human next time I see you?
Actually, Manny will look like original Bob, from what I'm told. Believable hair and skin, and so forth. And he'll be able to eat, although he won't...
Never mind, TMI. She really didn't need to know the ultimate fate of the meal.
Bridget laughed. She knew exactly where my mind had gone. Just one of the many things I loved about her.
So we can finally have dinner together.
I smiled and nodded. Finally. A real date. Butterworth? Bill stared at me, eyebrows climbing his forehead. Well, granted, Riker will probably have a cow, which will be ironic, but Butterworth has got to be in his 80s now, if not more. The guy's like an Egyptian mummy. He just gets drier and more leathery. Maybe he's a pack protector? Bill grinned at me. I rolled my eyes. Honestly, sometimes the early generation Bobs were a bit weird. Yeah, anyway, he's military, or ex-military, whatever. Maybe he can help with the war. Interesting thought, Howard. I'm not against it by any means. We should run it through a moot before bringing it up with Butterworth, though. I nodded, unfazed. Moots were held weekly these days, because of the other's threat. I wouldn't have to wait long. I'd never seen Butterworth actually speechless before. I'd seen him trying not to explode. I'd seen him explode. I'd listened to him explode. This was new. Butterworth stared into the video window, his jaw hanging slightly open. Finally, he found his voice.
You want to replicate me?
Well, eventually, not like this week. The process can't be done on a living person, not if you want to be left with a living person afterwards, but I'm building the equipment for any such circumstance, and it occurred to me that you would be valuable for the war effort. Butterworth looked down at his desk in silence. Then he looked up and smiled.
Sure, why not?
Well, that was easy. Okay, I'll send you a file with some information. You'll need to update your will. Butterworth nodded and ended the call.